12, Romans chapter 12, 6 to 18. I want to talk about serving in the church, serving in the church. And you can serve coming up this week by signing up on those sheets outside the door. And you can also help out even on the pancake breakfast. It's going to be next Sunday, 9:30. So it's going to be a good week. Romans 12, 6 to 18. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and never take the and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other and don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your blessing. I thank you for your people. I thank you, Lord, for the people that make this church work. And God, as we talk about serving today, I just pray that, Lord, you would remind us of some things that, Lord, are going to be encouraging to us, that are going to uplift us. And Lord, that'll just keep helping us to keep serving, to keep pushing through, to keep serving you all the way, that we might hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Bless your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning I want to talk to you about serving in the church. Now, this church is blessed to have so many people who volunteer and help and serve in this church. We wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without you. And so we're very thankful for the volunteers who serve here. And if you're a volunteer, thank you again. We really do appreciate you. To serve is to work, it's to volunteer, it's to help meet the needs of others. To serve is to act as a servant and fulfill obedience to God. Jesus himself said in Matthew 20, 28, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many." So serving is something that's obviously very important to God, as his only Son, Jesus Christ, came to serve us, offer his life for us, that we might be restored to God. So serving should be something that should be important to us as well. The Christian life should be about serving. And these verses kind of give us an introduction about how we should serve. They point out that we all have different giftings, that we're all needed because we're all different, and that's why we need everybody, because we're all different. So we need everybody's talents, everybody's giftings to come together and to serve one another. Now, some of the gifts mentioned here, they're not meant to be exhaustive, but some of the gifts mentioned were prophecy, some serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leadership, ministration, kindness, love, honor, patience, prayer, hospitality, and really they're all acts of service. And we all have different gifts that we should be using to benefit the church, that we might make the church stronger. So if we're not participating in serving, then we're not participating in making our churches stronger. Now, this list in Romans 12 is not meant to be an exhaustive list, but simply to put out the fact that we all have different gifts, and we need to use those gifts to use those strengths to serve in the body of Christ, the church. And so if you happen to have a teaching gift, then you need to be looking for an area where you can teach. If your gift is giving, then look for ways where you can bless the church financially. If your gift is to work with your hands, look for areas where you work with your hands. And we were seeing that out in our foyer there as we're kind of changing that a little bit there. The gifting of using your hands. So whatever your gift is, you need to be looking for areas where you can serve in the church. We are all needed, and a church is only as strong as the people who will serve. Now, unfortunately, statistics tell us that for the average church, that 20% do all the work. Now, I think our church is much higher than that, and we do have a good group of people serving in this church, but we always could use a few more people. The more we have, the stronger we will be. So opportunities are always upon us. Certainly as fall approaches, we have this barbecue, we have this parade, we have the foyer project that's still ongoing. Bethel Kids on Thursday nights, that'll be starting up here in September. Youth on Wednesday night, starting up in September. Our children's church, nursery, our ushers, and those are just a few things that are available out there and that you can help us. And maybe you have a new idea. Maybe you have something that you look at our church and say, you know what, you guys are lacking in this area, and I would like to help in this area. I don't see anyone else doing anything in this area. And certainly we're open to that and would welcome that. Come and talk to us, and all that would be greatly appreciated. Serving is a great way to honor the Lord. It's a great way to keep yourself also in the faith. It's interesting that, again, when we look at statistics about people serving God and people and Christians that fall away from God, they kind of point out the fact that people who serve are usually the people that don't fall away. And so that kind of tells us that's a good reason for us to be involved in the service of the church, because it helps us that we don't fall away from the faith. So it's actually to our benefit. Now, Judy and I, we've grown up knowing what it is to serve in the church. We have both have been involved very heavily in our churches as growing up. Pretty much have done everything. The cleaning, the cooking, the painting, teaching, Sunday school, ushering, youth, children, worship, preaching, visitation, shoveling snow, putting chairs away. And we continue to serve the church, and we love to serve the church, not because we're pastors today, but because we love to serve. And that's something that we find very fulfilling for us, and you should find it the same, that it's something that is very fulfilling to do in your life. And as we talk about serving today, I want to use this passage of Scripture and a few other passages that talk about serving, that we might be encouraged in this area of serving in the church, with a few key perspectives that are going to help us stay focused on serving the way God would want us to serve. Now, one of the first things that we see in serving in the church, the Bible encourages us, serve well. And that's a good admonishment right there. If you're going to serve, make up your mind to serve well. Romans 12:7, if your gift is serving others, serve them well. Serve well. Serve with your best in mind. To serve well is to serve in a pleasing and a desirable way. To serve skillfully. To serve with excellence in mind. To do a good job. And it's interesting that it's mentioned here, as you read these first few verses here in Romans 12, that it's mentioned three times to say, do it well. Do it well. So whatever gifting that we might have, or whatever contribution that we can give towards a church, the Bible encourages, do it well. See, God expects us to serve well. He expects us to serve with excellence in mind. The verse earlier points out that doing things well is important, and it is God-ordained. Verse 6, it says, in His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. God really does want us to do things well. He wants us to do a good job in whatever area of service that we are involved in. So do the best that you can do with the abilities that you have. Be that good and faithful servant that God promises He will reward us. That as He returns, He's going to be looking at how we serve. And as he looks at how we serve, we want to be hearing those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Serve well. It's important. It's a good reminder for us this morning as we serve in the church to focus on serving well. And if you can help us do that, it would be greatly appreciated. Secondly, in serving in the church, serve enthusiastically. Be excited about what you do. Romans 12:11. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. To serve enthusiastically is to serve with a zealous spirit, to have fervor, intense interest, excited about the opportunity to serve. See, it should be fun to serve the Lord in any area. See, there should be a desire in all of us that we want to serve. It should be a joy to serve the Lord. It should be a pleasure to serve the Lord in any capacity. Maybe a good question to ask ourselves this morning is, have we lost that joy in serving? Have we lost that enthusiasm in serving? And if we have, we really need to do a heart-to-heart examination of ourselves to see why. Why have we lost that enthusiasm in serving God? Now, I realize we all face frustrations from time to time. We all have our likes and we have our dislikes, and even have experienced people that can rub us the wrong way. And sometimes we just simply get tired. But we need to be careful that we don't allow situations and people to rob us of our joy of serving. You know, one of the problems of the Last Day Church is that many will lose their first love. Their passion, their enthusiasm for serving God will diminish even their passion for Christ. It tells us that in Romans chapter 2, verses 4 to 5, in the messages to the churches of Revelation. And it says here, Jesus says these words, but he says, "I have this complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen. Turn back to me and do the works you did at first. If you don't repent, I will come and remove your lampstand from its place among the churches." Kind of telling us that it's pretty serious, that you don't want to lose that love and that passion for God and for the service of God. Notice it says, turn back, do the works you did at first. Let's talk about works that you did, service that you did. And as you look back in your life, when you became a Christian and you started volunteering in the church, why did you do that? How did you feel about that at that time? How did you start serving the Lord? And I think all of us would say, well, I had enthusiasm. I had an excitement when I first started serving the Lord and serving the church. And God is saying, that needs to remain. That's not to stop. So if that has stopped in our lives, then we really need to do a heart-to-heart with God. So we need to be aware of this danger of losing our love and our passion for Christ and his church. So when you see that enthusiasm starting to go, do an examination. Because serving should be a joy. When serving is not a joy, then what have we done? We've allowed frustrations to get the better of us. Or maybe we've allowed a spirit of criticalness to start to settle into our lives. Or maybe we've allowed people, you know, we really allowed them to rub us that wrong way and we kind of responded back to them. Or sometimes it can be something as very simple as that God might be moving us to something different. Maybe there's another area that God wants you to start ministering in or serving in than what you're doing right now. There can be many reasons. But when you're not happy serving God in the church, something has to change. If your enthusiasm has been robbed, then we need to be crying out to God and say, I want my joy back. I want my enthusiasm back. I want this joy, this stirring to be back into my life, God. And we need to be praying for that. Because serving in the church should be fun. You should be desiring to work hard, to put effort into it with joy and with enthusiasm. And I think we need to get back to that focus again. Serve with enthusiasm. Get your joy back. Get your joy back. You know, I was kind of surprised as we came back last year the same thing happened. We weren't planning anything for our rodeo parade. We were just going to have the burgers, and a person called me up where I was on the holidays and said, "Pastor, I think we need to give something away, and I'm willing to donate some things." And we gave away those two little houses, kids' houses last year. And this year, I come back from a holiday saying, "I think we need to give something, Pastor. Goodness, can't we give something?" And so we already got a couple of bikes. And if you want to help out in that area, that's great. We don't want to be putting any pressure on you. But that's just people respond because there's an enthusiasm that they want to do something. And we need to have that. It's a great joy that we can serve our community and our town. It really does speak to our community that the church is doing something for them that is free. Because they're used to the church saying, "We need your money, we need your money." And here it is, we're giving it away for free. And it does cost us a lot of money, over $4,000 to do that. And so we thank you that we're able to do that. Serve with enthusiasm. Thirdly, we should serve in the church with humility. 1 Peter 5:5, "And all of you serve each other in humility, for God opposes the proud but favors the humble." Humility is an important one as well. Humility is a consciousness of one's own defects or shortcomings. Humility is the absence of self-promotion and pride. Humility is a practice of being humble. And that's how we're to serve in the church. Practice humility. And don't let pride get in the way. It's interesting that all the church splits and church conflicts that happen in our churches, usually you can trace it back to one thing, and it's called pride. Pride causes more church problems than any other area in the church. And pride will lead you to a fall and will disqualify you from receiving God's best. Proverbs 11:2. "Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." So using wisdom, we'll watch out for pride. And we'll pursue that humility in ways that we might live in harmony with others. Choosing that path of humility will bring the true wisdom that is needed in the situation. Humility, again, needs to be a choice in serving. Just as it talks about back in Romans 12, speaking of our gifts of service, Romans 12:16 says, "Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all." Choose the road to humility and service. To serve well in the church, to be a follower of Christ, you need to humble yourself, learning to serve. You know, many times people want to be a leader first and not serve. You can never be a good leader unless you begin with serving. You need to start there. To every great leader was a servant first. I can remember as I was an assistant in St. John, New Brunswick, and we went back there, and I went back to the old church, and nobody was there at the time, and I was kind of looking back and seeing this old bell that's sitting outside. When there was a St. John fire, the bell fell and went to the basement, and then they rebuilt on top of it. And when I was serving there, we got turned that bell over, and we made a way to get that big bell out, and we mounted it outside for all people to see. And as I start looking back over my years there at Calvary Temple in St. John, I remember some of those times that as I was assisting and looking at some of the decisions that my pastor made, that I kind of thought, you know, I'm not too sure if that was really the best decision or not. And as I thought about that, I really didn't say anything, which is a smart move. That's a good point to make mention of. But it was about humbling oneself to learning that, well, he's the pastor. He's the authority. I'm his assistant. My job is to assist. My job is to help. And as I look back at those years, I find them quite interesting because as I looked when I became the senior pastor, and some things happened in church, I found myself making the exact same decisions that he made that I thought at the time that I'm not sure if he was really right. But once I had the perspective of being the head pastor and not an assistant pastor, it changes big time. And I'm so thankful that That was a privilege that I had. I assisted there for 5.5 years. And as far as I'm concerned, that was the best Baba college I could ever go to. I consider that far greater than the years I spent at Baba college and learning how to pastor. And again, you learn how to be a leader by being a servant first. Serve with humility in mind. Humble yourself. It's a grace that will keep you serving well in the church with right motives and a right heart. Serve with humility. Fourthly, in serving in the church, serve with love. Galatians 5:13, for you've been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another and love. See, serving God and serving in the church, it's not all about you. It's not about what you want. It's supposed to be about loving one another with acts of service. Again, back to humbling ourselves and just pouring out love upon one another. To love is to have a deep affection, deep devotion, a deep liking, goodwill towards others, caring for people, and treating people better than yourself. Romans 12, back to Romans 12, 9 and 10 says, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong, yes. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Let's not forget that important truth that serving is to be about love. You're to love your God, but you're also to love his church. There's a lot of talk today that we don't need church or church isn't all that important. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ died for the church. He died for the church. Church is very important. Jesus loves the church. He's coming back for his bride, the church. So don't tell me the church isn't important today. Don't tell me that as we gather together here on a Sunday is not important. It's very important. Jesus says he's coming back for the church. So love's important. He wants us to love the church. I think of the words of Peter. And when Peter denied his Lord and when the resurrection happened and Jesus met them along the Sea of Galilee and they were out there fishing again. He invited them to come to the shore. He had a fish already cooking for them. And then he took Peter aside and said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter had that opportunity three times. As he denied his Lord, he had an opportunity three times to say, yes, I do love you, Lord. You know I do. And each time Jesus said, then feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Love my sheep. It's about serving my sheep. Love your sheep. You know, as we look again, that love is so important for us in the church. It really is. And if we lost our love for others, then again, we really need to do some self-evaluation. We really need to look at it because you know what happens when you lose your love for others? It shows up in our service. You get to that place you don't care anymore. You could care less. You don't want to have that attitude. That's not an attitude from God. God wants us to love one another and practice acts of service and love. So don't forget about love and serving in the church. God extended his love to us. We need to extend love to others, and we can do that by serving. Serve with love. And then lastly, in serving in the church, serve despite circumstances. I wasn't really sure how to put that, so I just kind of threw that as the kind of covers it all. Serve whether you're appreciated or you're not appreciated. Serve whether people acknowledge you or don't acknowledge you. Serve whether people praise you or whether people don't praise you. Those are sometimes the very reasons why we stop serving. Well, I wasn't appreciated. I wasn't acknowledged. They didn't praise me. And so we quit. 2 Corinthians 6:8 says, we serve God whether people honor us or despise us, whether they slander us or praise us. And that needs to be our motto in serving in the church as well, because sometimes the truth is you won't be appreciated. Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. Sometimes people will praise you and thank you, and other times they will criticize you. Sometimes people will honor you, and sometimes they will actually slander you. Church is not perfect, nor are people perfect, nor are Christians perfect. Sometimes things don't always go right in the church. And that's why we need to remind ourselves of why we're doing what we're doing in the first place. Why are we doing it? We're doing it for God. We're not doing it for people. Don't do it for me as a pastor. Don't do it because someone else is asking you. Do it because you want to do it for God, that you want to be a blessing to God. It's about honoring God and serving people. Our real focus needs to be upon Him, not people, because people will disappoint. Sometimes Christians will behave badly. So don't allow people to make you give up and quit serving. Listen to what Romans 12 says in 17 and 18. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. You know, just because we're all Christians, just because we're in the church, doesn't mean it's always easy. But we need to rise above circumstances that do come against us. Whether we are honored, whether we're despised, whether we're praised, or whether we're slandered, we need to rise above those circumstances where offenses may come in and discourage us from serving, to say, no, I'm going to keep my focus. I'm going to keep my focus on God. I'm going to serve Him all the way despite the circumstances that happen around me. Friends, in closing, serving God and serving as His church is an exciting endeavor, despite the times when things don't always go our way. They will happen from time to time. But you know what? It really comes down to a focus of why we're serving in the first place. Is it for people? If it is, I guarantee you, you're going to be disappointed. If it's for God, you're going to push through no matter what happens. So it's really good to remind ourselves that God sees all that we do. And as He does, that helps us to serve Him. I'm going to ask our musicians to come back to the instruments, and they're going to play a song they played earlier, Jesus, Our Living Hope. Why do I do what I do? Why do you serve in this church? I can tell you why I do, because Jesus Christ is my living hope. He's my reason that I do it. There's a scripture verse that I'm also reminded of. It's found in 1 Corinthians 15:58, and it says, so my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Or nothing that you do for the Lord is ever in vain. God sees all. God will reward. Here on earth and also in heaven. I can think back and growing up in my church in Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia. And there was a gentleman by the name of Mr. Mason. He was an elderly man, and he was a man that used to teach in our Sunday school. I used to love that man. Great guy. He used to come in and he would bring flowers every Sunday. He would bring flowers to the church and put them at the front of the church. I remember that. He was a great guy. He impacted my life. Do you realize that you're impacting lives of other people here in this church by what you do? You're impacting people that they're not even from around here. They've moved away or they've gone somewhere else, but you touch their life. That's what you do when you serve. Sometimes you don't know who you're touching or who you're ministering to. That cousin of mine, as he got talking about my father's funeral, he said, I have never, ever heard anybody speak like that in my whole life. He said, if you would come back here, I think I would start coming to church. But there's people out there, they're watching, they're listening. Serve well. Serve well. And you know, and if we've gotten tired or maybe, you know, some things have happened that kind of ticked us off and got us upset, let's get back to that focus and hold it. This is for God. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep serving. I'm going to keep serving the Lord. It's a joy to serve. It really is. My wife and I, we just continue to serve. We like doing things, not just at church. We do things, you know, in our community as well. We do things when we're on vacation just to serve, just to bless. We love to do that. We're going to continue to do that because I'm doing it for He's my living hope. So as we close here this morning, I want you to just think about your service. I thank you for your service. I appreciate you for all that you are doing. I appreciate those people that are signing up, and there's still time for you to sign up here today too. And as we come into our fall, there'll be opportunities. Serve. Serve well. I want to stand before God. I believe the Lord is coming back soon. And I want to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't want to give up because somebody did something or said something. I don't want to give up because somebody didn't honor me or somebody didn't say I appreciate you. Somebody didn't say thanks. I'm not going to give up because I'm going to hear the words from my Heavenly Father. Well done, good and faithful son. Well done, good and faithful daughter. Those are the words I'm looking to hear. So I'm going to keep on serving. They're going to close with this song, and it's a song that reminds us this is the reason why we do what we do. This is the reason that we give all of our time and we put those extra efforts, we give of our finances. He is my living hope. And so as we close with this song, I really want you to pay attention to those words and enter in and worship the Lord and be excited about your service for Him because He is our living hope. Let us stand as we close this service today with this song.